bow break, let it come down, crash. Let the sun fade out to a dark sky.
Hey guys, welcome to the show. My name is Adam.
大家好，我是 Jenny。 那今天开言英语要带给你的呢是我们的生活中都需要爱，是吧？都需要浪漫。
嗯。
但是在你得到这个之前呢，你要有一个过程要去追，要去追求。
Right, so today we are going to talk about how to say this word in English. Hint, it is not follow.
一讲 follow 就觉得那种变态，就是尾随别人、stalking,
stalk, yeah,
or stalker, right?、Okay, none of that. 今天我们要跟大家说一下，就比较健康正常的追，是吧？
Mm.
好，那我们的节目呢，大家可能是在音频平台听啊。那其实除了听，你配套的去看这个文字，学习的效果、记忆的效果会更好。所以呢，你就可以到我们的微信公众号来看一下。大家天天听我说。我肯定也背得出了，我们是开言英语，开放的开，语言的言啊。好，那前面 Adam 已经说了，这个不是 follow 是吧？Follow 的感觉就是 you're like physically following a girl
around.
Yeah,
like down the street. Or, I mean, the other one, of course, would be like, you know, follow a star on Instagram or follow...
要粉一个人
Right, but that's, you know, that's a little different.
对，反正如果你真的以行动去 follow 一个人，我前面说就有点变态。
A little creepy?
Creepy 这个词。C-R-E-E-P-Y.
Yeah.
一个人如果很 creepy, 你也可以叫他是一个
He's a creep?
Creep,、是吧？好，那我们就不看这些 creepy 的人了吧，咱们来看一些健康的追的行为。我觉得其实英语里面就没有一个好像中文这么简洁的一个字啊、
right.
去表达这个概念。我们今天就跟大家说说很常用的一些 a list of words you might use.
Okay.
Which one do you want to start with?
Ooh, geez, yeah, where to start? Well, I guess chase. Chase、is pretty similar to follow, but this isn't so creepy.
没有 follow 那么变态是吧、chase 这个词。Chase 就是比如跑步，一个人跑在前面，你要去 chase,、你要去追赶、
right.
这个意思。所以你也可以用在就是这个更多是一种比喻啦，是一个 metaphor.
Yeah, I mean, we kind of use this more when it's like,just he likes to chase girls or chase after girls. It's not always like a specific girl.
就不一定是说他现在特定在追某一个女生，而是这种男的就经常在追女孩子。
Yeah.
这也有点 creepy 嘛。
Wow, I mean, if it's a young guy, it's probably not so creepy. If it's an old guy,
No, that's definitely creepy.
Yeah, that becomes...
在陌陌上面什么的，对吧？Chase girls, or 你说也可以讲 chase after girls?
Chase after, yeah.
好，那接下来我们再看另一个以 C 开头的词啊，但这个大概是一两百年前英国的宫廷里面会用的。
Oh, yeah, so this is like court.
Court. Court 这个词意思好多呀。法庭。
Right.
It's a court of law. Tennis. 打网球的时候
tennis court,
网球场。追女生也可以用 court.
If you're a princess or a prince.
Prince, 我前面说一两百年前英国宫殿是吧、Prince Harry.
Prince Harry.
Was courting Meghan, what's her
Markle?
Name? Meghan Markle, yeah, yeah. 所以 court 是一个动词是吧？He is courting her. 可以这样说吗
You can, but it's not only is it really formal, it's just, it's like something that my grandparents would have said.
对，就是很早以前比较 dated, 比较年、
yeah.
有年代感的一个词、但我觉得这也值得分享了，就是you do hear it, 而且我觉得 the idea, the noun,、it's a courtship.
Courtship, like friendship.
Friendship,、对吧？所以 court 后面加 ship, 就是说是一段 it's more like a relationship.
Yeah.
是这样的一段追逐的关系。
Well, you said before, like the process. It is that a courtship is a process of, you know,The guy, it's supposed to be the guy,
yeah,
right? You know,、chases the girl,、and the girl rejects him, but he continues to、pursue her.
Oh, 又来一个词 pursue.、P-U-R-S-U-E.
Yes.
这个是不是也有点正式的、啊、
It's pretty formal, yeah.
But I like this word to pursue, 因为这个词让我听起来还是比较尊重女性的。
Yeah, yeah. I mean, again, the girl probably has said no to this guy a few times, but he continues to...
He's very persistent.
He's very persistent in pursuing her.
In pursuing her. 诶，其实讲到 pursue, 我为什么说这个词听起来 is very respectful? 因为这个词在别的地方的用法，比如 you need to pursue your dreams,
right.
你要追逐自己的梦想、
right.
对吗 pursue happiness or the pursuit of happiness 追求幸福就是都是一些听起来 挺 noble 挺 dignified、
yeah.
崇高的东西
right, it's not like follow
对
follow down a dark street
好诶、我们准备这个节目的时候 You reminded me another great word
Is that woo?
对、
yeah.
woo.
woo
我很喜欢这个词就是你听起来就像一个声音、woo 就好、woo. 这女生太美了我的女生 woo But it's actually a verb, right?
Yeah
怎么拼、
It's W-O-O
你听起来是什么它就是怎么拼的
Woo
所以这个 woo 可以怎么用呢、
He's trying to woo her with flowers Or trying to woo her with You know, expensive jewelry
在 creepiness 变态的那个 scale、
It's not
程度上面
I mean, this one is pretty neutral Like obviously、creepy people Can try to woo girls In a creepy way But I think, yeah, those noble guys Who are pursuing them They will try to woo her with, again, flowers、Or promises of diamonds
所以 woo 让我听起来也有点像就是除了追啊还有很宠、是吧就是、
right.
还有你前面你说的 flowers 什么买花呀、啊、
right.
with words 也可以吗 sweet talk or being very considerate、
yeah.
行动上面
sure、
态度上面是吧、很在乎一个女生啊、
right.
就 woo her 好那我们看了这一组词呢我觉得其实都是 more or less a little bit formal 现在我们来看看真的很口语的一些说法吧
Okay, so we don't really use a lot of verbs in this case That's the,、yeah, that's the There is one verb we use a lot, which is get
哦、对就是 Adam 前面说说到口语里这个追啊不太用某一个动词、
right.
但是会用一些动词词组是吧而且特别是会用到 get 什么什么、
right. Yeah, so you try to get the girl Just like, for example, in a movie, in a story、The hero will get the girl
Ah, the hero get the girl 就是他最后抱得美人归这个意思、是吧、Well, but besides just using the word get、还可以把 get 和其他的动词放在一起吧
Well, I mean, I remember in high school trying to get this one girl to go out with me
So trying to get someone to go out with you
Right
是吧 Go out with 其实就是英语里面的约会啊、或者追啊就很多意思、都是这种 romantic 的对吧
Right
然后我觉得 get 呢 It's going back to that process thing,
Yeah
是吧这 get 就是你在尝试 You're trying a bunch of different things
Right
Like you're really 很用心的所以就会用到 get 这个
Sure
对吧 It's not easy
It's not、It's、
好
not It's so hard Why didn't she go out with
me? So trying to get someone to go out with you、那除了这个呢我觉得还有就是比如什么 Try to get someone's attention
Yeah
对不对
that's tough for guys too Right You gotta you know, Again you've got yourfancy car and your nice clothes or maybe your beautiful poetry
但其实我觉得女孩还是应该会被就 sincerity 被真诚打动啊、with your sincerity
yes I'm yes
woo her with your sincerity
woo her with your sincerity
try、to get her attention with your sincerity
right
就是让一个引起一个女生的注意是吧其实也有这个追的意思啊、how about just you know try toAsk someone out. Try to ask her out.
Yeah.
也行是吧
Sure.
So to ask someone out 就是让他出去约会啊、什么 也有这个追的意思
Yeah, for sure.
好那我也听过一些比如像什么 pick girls up. He's trying、to pick her up.
Oh.
但那个听起来就不是很
respectful.
对，不是很尊重女性吧。
Yeah, well, I mean, girls can pick up guys too, right? It does go both ways. But yeah, that's just more like for fun, as opposed
fling.
To... More like a little fling.
Fling for fun, 就是不是很很尊重也不是很认真吧 It's、
right.
not a very serious or committed relationship.
Right.
Right? 好那 hey, what about something like, he's really into her?
Yeah, that makes more sense. That, the only thing is, it doesn't really talk about, like, a process.
啊、对就没有很多那个可能要做的努力、right? All the effort.
Right.
Because、you could be into someone, 但是没有任何的行动。
Right, yeah, and you could be into some, one person one day, and then into another person the next day.
哎，这都什么人呢、啊？好好，我们最后再说一个这个词我很喜欢的啦，但 Adam 要笑我了。我前面问他说，可不可以讲 he's trying to romance her?
Oh yeah, that's good.
对，因为我就在电影里看过 like romance her with flowers, poetry, sincerity, love.、
Yeah.
So romance 就是浪漫罗曼蒂克的意思。
Yeah.
但它其实也可以当动词用。
It's a verb, yeah.、But again, pretty formal, like...
对有点正式、但我觉得我喜欢的词都是这种很 respectful、
right.
很尊重女性的
Right
比如如果你和 Spencer 问我说我怎么追这个女生啊什么我就会讲 Romancer
Again it's usually there's like a with So it's gonna be、yeah. with flowers、With you know poetry、
With WeChat messages
WeChat messages Yeah, those funny little gifts
是吧好那今天的节目做完了我总而言之就觉得在英文里面真的没有我们中文这么简单、但包含了很多很多意义的这个追这个字啊 But in any case 今天节目也分享了很多不一样的词和说法了大家可以根据你自己实际的这个 romantic life 的情况来使用好那还有什么英语的说法是你想知道的大家都可以在我们微信推送底下的留言部分来告诉我们然后呢也要跟大家宣传一下我们最近终于开了我们的抖音号 our official抖音 account 然后我们就叫开言英语我要来了开放的开语言的言然后最近也一直是 we're experimenting with the format、但我就发现 you know when I first started doing it with Spencer 啊，这目前都是 Spencer 出现在抖音里面、因为我觉得他是一个 drama king 是一个戏精、
oh, yeah.
他非常适合这我前面觉得15秒啊好短啊可以说什么但后来发现15 seconds is actually quite a lot of time、然后就是每一篇我们拍的都是特别 specific 特别 targeted、就大家看好15秒就哎我会了一个说法、对所以别忘了去、check us out on 抖音然后我们现在也在做抖音这个话题的征集大家也可以在抖音里面跟我们互动告诉我们啊 OK guys thank you for listening 那今天说的是很轻松的一个话题如果你想认认真真的把英语学得更好呢别忘了看一下我们精心准备的开言会员课程虽然我们里面也会讲到婚姻家庭这种感情的事情但是也有更多的是你工作中实际生活中或者出国旅游里面会用到的英语而且我们每天都会更新学习一年只要629 OK guys thank you for listening and we'll see you next time 再见
Bye guys happy wooing
It's you